the beat it. From your head down to your feet it. Feels like no mattress you felt before.
Bob's Bob-o-pedic.
This is Jeopardy. Introducing today's contestants. A non-profit executive, originally from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Catherine Ryan. An elementary music teacher from Phoenix, Arizona, Josh Atkins. And our returning champion, a university professor, originally from Manhattan, Kansas, Fred Nelson, whose one day cash winnings totaled $20,001. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, everyone. Obviously, there was a special on bow ties out there. As you just heard, our champion, Fred, is a university professor. He's dressed up now wearing a jacket, but his normal working attire is a Hawaiian shirt. We'll find out about that a little later. But right now, we'll put you guys to work in the Jeopardy round. Here are the categories for you. Starting off today with this one. Actresses. Good subject. Next. Miscellany. A little bit of everything. We'll deal with the Great Lakes, mining, hey, it came to them in a dream. What did? Smart answers. Fred, off you go.
Actresses for two.
Chrissy Metz's Kate Pearson on this NBC show has inspired many to shrug off body image issues and live their lives. Josh.
What is This Is Us?
That's the show.
Actresses for.
This woman who grew up in Oxfordshire was bewitching as Meg in Little Women in 2019. Fred?
Who is Saoirse Ronan?
Nope. Who is Emma Watson? Josh, back to you.
Miscellany, 200.
The zip code 43210 will blast off your mail to this university. Go Buckeyes. Fred?
What is Ohio State?
Yes.
Actresses for six.
In 2005, she won an Emmy playing desperate housewife Lynette Scavo. Josh.
Who's Felicity Huffman?
Yes.
Miscellany 4.
It was supposedly captured on film in 1934. Catherine.
Who is the Loch Ness Monster?
You are right.
Came to them in a dream, 400.
This director created the Terminator after a nightmare about a metallic figure emerging from a fire. Fred.
Who is James Cameron?
Yes.
Dream for 600.
This golden bear turned around his golf game by using a new grip the way he did in a dream. Fred.
Who is Jack Nicklaus?
Yes.
Dream for 800.
After a feverish nightmare about cannibals, Elias Howe is said to have had a breakthrough in his invention of this device. Catherine.
What is a sewing machine?
Yes.
Smart answer is 600.
Preceded by UN, it means mysterious. We want the five-letter version, meaning clever. And the five-letter version is canny, as opposed to uncanny. Catherine, back to you.
Miscellany 800.
To the surprise of MSNBC viewers, he announced on air that the March 2nd, 2020 hardball was his last. Josh.
Who's Chris Matthews?
Yes.
Miscellany 1000.
In 1942, the American Birth Control League became this organization. Fred.
What is Planned Parenthood?
Right.
Actresses for eight.
Sheree Odashlu had her breakout role opposite Ben Kingsley in 2003's House of These Two Things. Fred.
What are sand and fog?
Yeah.
Actresses for 1,000.
This actress is the great-granddaughter of early 20th century British Prime Minister H.H. Asquith. Josh.
Who's Helena Bonham Carter?
Right.
Miscellany 6.
Citizenship Day is celebrated on September 17th, the anniversary of the signing of this. And that would be the Constitution. Josh?
Great Lakes for 2.
Animals of the Great Lakes region include moose, beaver, lynx, and this semi-aquatic mammal. Josh?
What is the otter?
Good.
Great Lakes 4.
The Great Lakes connect directly to the Atlantic Ocean by this river. Catherine.
What is the St. Lawrence?
That is it, and that takes you up to 1,600. All three of you off to a good start. We're going to take a break. So come back and... We'll talk about that Hawaiian shirt. Catherine Ryan is a nonprofit executive from North Carolina who has a family that is into martial arts. Tell me about it. Everybody?
Everybody's done at least a little bit of martial arts. I've done Krav Maga, my son's done karate and jiu-jitsu, and my daughter won her first jiu-jitsu tournament at the age of 4.
Okay, good for you. Josh Atkins is an elementary music teacher from Phoenix whose students call him Mr. Napkins. Why?
Well, I teach kids as young as 5, and so sometimes they don't have the clearest diction yet, and they don't know how to pronounce my last name, Atkins, even though I think it's pretty phonetic. So one student one day decided that I was just going to be Mr. Napkins because that was close enough.
And that caught on.
And that caught on. So.
All right, good. Fred Nelson is a university professor. Now, let's talk about that. It says on the information card that your normal attire at work is a Hawaiian shirt. Where are you teaching?
I teach in Fresno, but we did move to Fresno from Florida, and so I picked up the beachwear attire there, and it's worked for me. I didn't necessarily redo the culture, but I did redo the dress code.
Okay, good for you. Let's get back into this. Catherine has command of the board, so she picks from the remaining clues up there. Go ahead, Catherine.
Came to them in a dream for 200.
This Beatle woke up with the tune for Yesterday in his head, but I couldn't have written it because I just dreamed it. Catherine.
Who's Paul McCartney?
Yes.
Came to them in a dream 1,000.
This woman dreamed a pale student of unhallowed arts kneeling beside the thing he had put together, and a novel was born. Josh.
Who's Mary Shelley?
Mary Shelley, yes.
Smart answers, 2.
Adjective for a blade that has just been honed. Josh.
What is sharp?
Sharp, correct.
Smart 4.
Homo sapiens means man the this four-letter word. Fred.
What is think?
Nope. Josh or Catherine? What is man the wise? Back to you, Josh.
Great Lake 6.
8 states border a Great Lake, but only this one borders Lake Ontario. Fred.
What is Ohio?
No. Josh or Catherine? Talking about New York. Ohio would be Lake Erie. Back to you, Josh.
Let's try it. Mining 200.
In operation from 1910 to 1983, a mine under Detroit for this ice-melting stuff was reopened in 1998. Fred.
What is salt?
Good.
Mining for 4.
Also a sewing term, it's a bed or stratum of coal. Wyoming has some that are 250 feet wide. Fred.
What is a seam?
That's it.
Mining for 6.
Mining this precious metal, discovered there in 1865, made Belmont, Nevada a boomtown until the 1880s. Fred.
What is silver?
Correct.
Mining for 8.
A 1778 treatise on mining says a gad is a wedge between rocks to loosen the ground for this long-handled, pointy-ended tool. Josh.
What is a pickaxe?
Yeah.
Great Lakes 8.
Answer there, the Daily Double. And you're still in the lead.
Let's wager 1,000, Alex.
Okay. This French explorer with his own lake on the U.S.-Quebec border reached the Great Lakes around 1615.
Who is Laclede?
No, who is Samuel Champlain, Samuel de Champlain. 4 clues left.
Smart answers, 800.
A particular skill or aptitude, or a person with an IQ higher than 150. Catherine.
What is a genius?
Good.
Smart answers, 1,000.
Cervelle au beurre noisette is this French dish served in butter. Fred.
What are brains?
Good.
Great Lakes for 1,000.
These straits connect Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, technically making those two one large continuous lake. And that would be the Straits of Mackinac. And now the last clue for 1,000 in mining. Barney Barnato, one of the 19th century's rand lords, made his fortune in the 1870s mining these. Fred.
What are diamonds?
Diamonds, yes. And that takes you up to 4,800. Close game. Catherine, you're going first in Double Jeopardy, of course, because you're in third place right now. We'll start that after this.
twice as much money and two daily doubles in the Double Jeopardy round for you, Catherine, and these categories as well. We start off with 19th century literature. We follow that with nicknames, sounds like fun. Duet partners, French arts and culture. Double the same vowel in each correct response, of course. And finally, we deal with history, and the H being in quotation marks means that each correct response will begin with that letter. And now you begin.
History for 800, please.
King of Judea, he built the palace fortress of Masada and rebuilt the Temple of Jerusalem. Josh.
Who's Herod?
Yes.
Duet partners, 400.
This lady duetted with Ariana Grande on the 2020 hit Rain on Me. Catherine?
Who is Lady Gaga?
Yes.
19th century literature, 1200.
In 1863, he published a novel about the Cossacks, who also get plenty of mention in his next, more epic work. Fred?
Who is Dostoevsky?
Nope. Josh?
Who's Tolstoy?
Leon Tolstoy, yeah.
Duet partners, 8.
At the end of the movie Grease, they duet on You're the One That I Want. Fred?
Who are John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John?
Yes.
Duet partners for 12.
Colby Calais and Jason Mraz sang, I'm this, I'm in love. Fred.
What is Lucky?
Yes.
Duet for 16.
Somebody That I Used to Know is by Kimbra and this one-named guy. Josh.
Who's Gautier?
Yes.
Duet 2000.
She and Charlie Puth sang about how we don't talk anymore. Josh.
Who's Meghan Trainor?
Nope. Catherine or Fred? Who is Selena Gomez? Back to you, Josh.
History 400.
The name of this dynasty that ruled in Europe from the 1200s to the 1900s came from the family's ancestral Hawks Castle. Fred.
What is Habsburg?
Yes.
History 412.
Answer there. The first of the daily doubles, and you have a $600 lead, and it's a pretty close game, actually.
1,000, please.
Okay. The Battle of Castillon and the capture of Bordeaux in 1453 effectively ended this war.
What is the Haitian War?
No, what is the Hundred Years' War? Hundred Years' War. So you're in second place now. Go.
History for 60.
Following World War II, this Japanese emperor declared he was not a living god and renounced his divinity. Catherine.
Who is Hirohito?
Right.
History for 2000.
This emperor of Ethiopia was deposed in 1974 and died under mysterious circumstances a year later. Catherine.
Who is Haile Selassie?
Correct.
French arts and culture, 800.
Giada De Laurentiis attended this French cooking school that today offers Le Grand Diplôme. Catherine.
What is Le Cordon Bleu?
That's it.
Nicknames, 1200.
This NFL field is called the Frozen Tundra. The 1967 Green Bay-Dallas title game was played there at minus 13 degrees. Josh.
What is Lambeau Field?
You got it.
French Arts and Culture, 1200.
Directors François Truffaut and Jean-Luc Godard are associated with this film style, Nouvelle Vague in French. Catherine.
What is a new wave?
That's it.
Double the same vowel, 400.
A cylinder upon which wire or thread gets wound and wound. Fred?
What is a spool?
Yes.
French for 400.
The ballet Giselle is based on a legend about the Willis, ghostly young maidens who have died before this special event. Catherine?
What is the loss of their virginity?
No. Josh?
What is their wedding?
That's it.
Double the same vowel, 8.
Blocks of snow make up this dwelling, also called an aputiak. Josh?
What is an igloo?
That has double the same vowel.
Double 12.
A selected candidate in an election. It's from the Latin for name. Josh?
What is a nominee?
Nominee, yeah.
Nicknames, 4.
A bomb nicknamed Little Boy was dropped on Hiroshima. The bomb dropped on Nagasaki had this nickname. Catherine?
What is Fat Man?
That's it.
19th century literature, 1600.
And so there, the other daily double. And you are neck and neck with Josh, trailing in by just 400.
2000.
Okay. His adventure novel, Une Ville Flottante, or A Floating City, takes place on a steamship.
not under the sea.
Who is Jules Verne?
Yes. Well done.
Nickname 1600.
This bird is mentioned in one of Louisiana's state nicknames. Josh.
What is the pelican?
Good.
Nickname's 2000.
In the final problem, Holmes tells Watson that Professor Moriarty is this for his ability to organize evil. He refers to him as the Napoleon of crime. Back to you, Josh.
Nickname's 8, please.
Those born under this fourth sign are nicknamed moon children. And here we are, cancers. Josh, back to you.
Double the same vowel, 16.
A word for the young of any bird begins the name of this bird. Catherine.
What is a chickadee?
Chickadee, yeah.
19th century literature, 800.
This Stevenson classic is divided into six parts, including The Old Buccaneer and Captain Silver. Catherine.
What is Treasure Island?
Yes, you got it.
19th century literature, 400.
'Twas 2 days before Christmas in 1823 that the poem A Visit from Him was published anonymously in a New York newspaper. Fred.
Who is St. Nicholas?
Yes.
Literature for 2000.
His first book of poems, The Black Riders, was published in 1895, the same year as his Red Badge of Courage. Catherine.
Who is Crane?
Stephen Crane, right.
French Arts and Culture, 16.
The first mention of this embroidered work, a portion of which is seen here, was in an inventory of cathedral treasures in 1476. Fred.
What is the Bayeux Tapestry?
Yes.
Culture for 2000.
Danse Macabre is one of this composer's symphonic poems. Fred.
Who is Saint-Saëns?
Yes. And now the last clue. Land promised to Abraham in Genesis. Fred.
What is Canaan?
Canaan. That has the same vowel doubled. And that brings you up to 11,400 and puts you into prime contention. You're in second place. So we hope someone is going to go home with a lot of money to wrap up this week. Here's the final Jeopardy category to help you. Island Nations. See you in a moment.
A record number of new COVID-19 cases in Maryland. New numbers on available ICU beds and what's being done to make sure everyone who needs those beds will have one.
Tracking rain and gusty high winds, which areas could see another round of heavy downpours?
The gecko welcomed some new neighbors in a Geico ad with these treats called biscuits in the UK. What are cookies? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A rather narrow category for Final Jeopardy to wrap up the week. Island Nations. Players, here's your clue. What's now this nation resisted naval sieges by the Berbers in 1429, the Ottomans in 1565, and Axis World War II air assaults. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Had big paydays every day this week except for that one glitch. Let's see what happens today. Josh, I believe you changed your response. Let's take a look and see. What did you write down? You started off with what is Sicily. You changed that to Cyprus. Cyprus is incorrect. It's going to cost you how much? $5,000. You dropped to $5,600. Let's go to our champion Fred Nelson. Had $11,400, smiling broadly. Oh, because he came up with an incorrect response also, and he's losing 9,001. He drops all the way down to 2399. Now, Catherine, I believe you changed your response also. You started off with Cyprus, and you changed it to Malta, which is correct. And did you wager big time? 7801. That's big enough. 22,801. That's a big payday. Enjoy the weekend, won't you? Come back and play with us again on Monday. So long, folks.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Denture wearers get 75% stronger all-day hold with C-Bond denture seals. Wildly adhesive.
Hey, you guys want to go on a hike later?
Have you been eating Honey Nut Cheerios again?
He's happy because he learned that Cheerios are heart healthy.
They're delish.
Great sleep comes naturally with Nature's Bounty Sleep 3. Three layers to calm you, help you fall asleep faster, and stay asleep longer.